Isn't it great to hear how God has been at work in lives of so many people over this past year? And as we thank God for that, I'd just like to share a few thoughts with you as we look ahead to 2015 and our year ahead. And the thoughts are based on a few verses from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. The Apostle Paul writes, "I do not claim that I have already succeeded or have already become perfect. I keep striving to win the prize for which Christ Jesus has already won me to himself. Of course, my brothers and sisters, I really do not think that I have already won it. The one thing I do, however, is to forget what is behind me and do my best to reach what is ahead. So I run straight towards the goal in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above." As we started our service this morning, Chris was talking about New Year's resolutions. And I think it seemed that nobody had made any New Year's resolutions. And maybe that's because we do know that quite often they rarely last more than a week. But I do believe there is actually something good and right about having goals to aim for. When I was a teenager, every couple of years as a church youth group, we would spend some time prayerfully setting goals. We would think about different areas of our life, our school and work life, our family life, our social and friendship life, our dreams and our ambitions, and our spiritual life. And we would think about areas that we wanted to see change in the short term, in the next 12 months, in the medium term. And we'd also have some long-term dreams that we'd love to see happen in the next 10 years. And I found this idea really beneficial. And if it's something that you've never thought of doing, it could be worth considering for the year ahead. And this idea of having goals and aims, I think, really comes through in Paul's letter to the Philippians. Paul had a very clear goal in sight. And this goal was not just a dream for the year ahead. It was the motivation he had for the whole of his life. This was what he was living for. And this was also what he was modelling to the Philippians. We heard, he said, "I run straight towards the goal in order to win the prize, which is God's call through Christ Jesus to the life above." So what is this prize that Paul was living to receive? Well, I think his prize and his goal was about being spiritually mature. He wanted to grow to be more like Jesus, and he wanted to accomplish God's purpose for the whole of his life. Even though Paul had achieved much in his witness and his work for Christ and in his devotion to him, he knew he still had such a long way to go. It really is a lifetime goal to be like Jesus and accomplish God's plans for our life. So what Paul was doing was encouraging his readers to continue to focus on their future with Jesus. "One thing I do," he says, "forgetting what is behind and doing my best to reach what is ahead." He wanted to stay focused on the way ahead. Now, focus is a skill that most sportsmen and women need to be able to master. Imagine for a moment a crucial game of football, and you are the person who scores a cracking goal, and for some reason that goal is disallowed. Amidst the emotions, the injustice, the doubts, the confusions, the game is still going on all around you. And if you want to have any chance of winning, you've got to somehow forget what's just happened, move on, and focus on the future, what's happening next. Throughout this letter, Paul is trying to encourage people to stay focused on their future with Jesus. We all know it can be easy for our focus to be lost, for our attention to be turned away when we make mistakes, or when we've been disappointed. But if we let the past hold our attention, then it will be so much harder for us to grow and mature as believers. Like Paul, we all know we're not there yet. We all fail and make mistakes sometimes. We need to continue to learn to receive the forgiveness of God and learn how to, through him, forgive others. We've heard this morning, and we all know ourselves, that life isn't always as we've planned. Day by day, we face unexpected challenges. And often, as we learn to find God and walk with God through those unexpected challenges, that's one of the times that God is at most at work in our life. We know too that we are in constant need of God's grace. Just because things may have gone well for us over the last 12 months, we can't sit back and rest on our achievements. We're not there yet. Sometimes we need to forget our past successes so that we can stay focused on Jesus. Paul's goal was to press on to become spiritually mature and to accomplish God's purpose for him, so that he knew he had lived the way that Jesus had wanted him to. Wherever I've worked, one of the things I've always enjoyed is annual appraisals. Now, I know a lot of people hate annual appraisals, but an appraisal to me, if it's done well, is a very positive experience. It's an opportunity for encouragement, to recognise the areas where you've improved, but also an opportunity for development, to see areas where you could still improve. Now, I am a perfectionist, and as a perfectionist, that really motivates me. I want to be the best I can possibly be. But I wonder how we'd feel sometimes if we gave ourselves a kind of spiritual appraisal. We all know we're not there yet. We're in the process of being made more like Jesus, growing in spiritual maturity, seeing his will accomplished through our lives. I hope as we look back, we can all see areas that we have grown and developed. But I wonder how we might like to see God at work in our lives in the year ahead. We need to train ourselves to be transformed and let Jesus motivate and inspire every part of our life. As Paul writes, he conjures up the image of work and effort being put into the way we live our lives. There's a book that some of you may well have read called The Life You've Always Wanted by John Ortberg. And in that book, he points out there is a massive difference between trying to do something and training to do something. If I got up tomorrow morning and decided I was going to try and run a marathon, I would fail. I might just about be able to get 2.6 miles. I couldn't get 26 miles. But if I got up tomorrow and decided, and I'm not, but if I decided I was going to train to run a marathon because I want to run a marathon next year, then there's a possibility I could get there. Great sportsmen and women live for their goal. It affects their diet, their sleep, their daily routine, as well as their exercise. It affects the whole of their life. When Paul is talking about running towards a goal, he's not saying we need to try and be more like Jesus. Because if we keep trying in our own strength, we're going to fail. Like any athlete, we need to train to be more like Jesus. We need to open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit and allow him to work within us to transform us. We need to learn to reorder our lives and our routine so that we're living Jesus' way. To learn to live Jesus' way means we need to know how he lived. We learn that from the Bible, from teaching, through home groups. We need to learn what God is saying to us through prayer. And we need to learn how to live for him in those unexpected situations that we all encounter. To learn how he prompts us and teaches us to act and react. And so this morning, I want us to be encouraged by Paul to keep running towards the goal with God and focus on our future with Jesus. As we praise him for his faithfulness over the past, may we recommit ourselves afresh to allow him to motivate the whole of our lives and to commit to fulfil his purpose in all that we do. Let's take a moment to pray together. Loving God, we thank you for all that we've heard this morning. We thank you that you are a faithful God who never leaves us. Thank you that you never stop loving us. And thank you that we can trust in you through the good times and the bad times. And Lord, for each of us here this morning, I pray that you will help us to refocus ourselves on you, to recommit ourselves afresh, to allow your Spirit to continue that work of transformation within us and enable us to grow each day more to be like you. In Jesus' name, amen.